This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. See, God don't want to have hearted followers of his or a child of his. He wants us to be wholehearted. He wants us to be in it all the way or not at all. God don't like lukewarm Christians. No, he will spew us out of his mouth. So if we want to satisfy him, if we want to be effective for ministry, we must do it wholeheartedly. We must be determined to do our best because God gave us his best. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ. So in return, because of what Jesus did, we should want to do our best. Hallelujah. Returning to the Lord is the human response that opens the supply of God's personal grace. I'm going to say that again. Returning to the Lord. This may be that you might have been in a backslidden condition. God wants you to return to him. So returning to the Lord is the human response that opens the supply of God's personal grace. Yes, we are who we are, only by the grace of God. Grace means unmerited favor of God. Thank God for grace. Because of grace, even in our shortcomings, God is merciful. He is a good God. He is a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath. People of God, looking back over your Christian life, how many times have you needed the forgiveness, the mercy of God applied to your life? Returning to God is the fact that he is to accept us back into fellowship with him. Bible says that if we fall short, 1 John 1:9 says that we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So returning to God is our determination individually that we, as a child of his, should want to do. Because it was God's grace that pulled us out of this fallen, sinful, dark world. It's God's grace that is keeping us. It's God's grace that is leading and guiding and directing us, our footsteps. Grace is very important, the grace of God. God is a God that forgives and restores. Oh, what a blessing right there. God is a God that forgives, and he also restores. A double blessing. Hallelujah. It gives hope for those Christians who have stumbled. Yes, we still are in a process and we're still liable to stumble. We are headed to a place that has been prepared for us. Jesus is coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. We are still the clay, and God is the potter. He's stripping us. He's making us. He's breaking us. He's stretching us, making us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He woke you up this morning. It wasn't an alarm clock. No, it was the grace of God. That God seemed fit, that you are still here in the land of the living. You're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of you. What a blessing. Hallelujah. So instead of moving away from God, return to him. Let him accept me back into his beloved family. When outstretched hands, arms, God is ready to accept you back to be in right standing with him. So our lives can line up with his will for each and every one of us. Yes, here, when God spoke to Jeremiah, and he said, I'll give my people a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me. Wholeheartedly, fully, wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the thing of God. It's good to know God for yourself, the real, true God, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the one that has the whole world in his hand, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Yes, child of God, all of us were created to be God, be God's children. All of us was created for a purpose, and we have to find out what our purpose is. God have preordained that he have called us for such a time as this in 2020, even while we here in this earth, gone through a pandemic, even though we may be quarantined in the house, we can still be effective for God. This is a time to reflect, and this is a time to return to him wholeheartedly. So all of us at one time, because we were born in this sinful world with a sinful nature, so all of us have left him, have left God, the God that created us. All of us have the chance to return back to him, because he made a way, Jesus made a way for us. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one that bridged the gap for each and every individual born and will be born to come back in fellowship with God the Father. Yes, brothers and sisters of Christ, no matter how much it cost God, God was willing to chase after his people, which he had formed for himself. Yes, remember this, that you are a creation of God, and God loves you. Bible says that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Here in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Zechariah is a book of the Old Testament. It says that the Lord has been very angry with our father. Therefore, say thou unto them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return ye unto me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. You see, God, he's always dealing with us to bring us back in fellowship with him. God have created us to be in fellowship. He have created us to bring glory to him. He have created us to do his will and to do the God-given assignment that he have given each and every one of us to do. God is good. He's full of mercy, full of grace, full of love. Hallelujah. So return to God, my brothers and sisters. Return to him with a made up mind that the cross is before you and the world is behind you. This is always God's way. He wants us to return to him. He wants us to be on fire for him. He wants us to go beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you find yourself as a believer of Christ, straying away from his presence, and as a result, your life is growing very cold, and your faith is growing very dim. Plus, you are growing discouraged, and you find yourself exposed to all types of sin. Well, this is an invitation that you must return back to God, the God that saved you, the God that have placed within you a ministry to do. When even now in 2020, you have been called for such a time as this. You have been called. We are not people of feelings, but we are people of faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God don't give up on us. We give up on him. Hallelujah. He never gives up on us. He's always chasing us. He's always dealing with us to come back in close fellowship with him, to come back in alignment with his will for each and every one of our lives. Yes, we are people of God. We are, even though we may fall short or stumble at times, always remember where you came from. Remember where God brought you from. He turned you around, put your foot on solid ground. He called you to himself. That's a blessing in itself. Yes, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Yes, people of God, keep believing. Keep trusting. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah. In all of your ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. Remember John 10:10, that the word says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. The question may be asked, what must I do to come back, to return unto God? Return unto me, says the Lord, and I will, hallelujah, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, hallelujah. If you want God back in your life, with all the glory of his presence, then come back to him. That is always the formula. We can't be in this world and don't do what God has called us to do, because we put ourselves in jeopardy with consequences of eternal. Hallelujah. We should always be mindful of the eternal consequences that is laid upon our shoulders, individually as well as collectively. Returning to God, as long as we got breath in our bodies, God will chasten us. He will deal with us. He will patiently, hallelujah, patiently try to get you to a place where he wants you to be. God is always working. Even when we are sleeping, God is always working. He's working on both ends to bring everything together for our good. Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. You see, God is always displeased when his people turn away from him. Whether we are looking at God's people, for example, the people of Israel, or God's people as even today in 2020 that represents the church. God's promise to those who return to him, it is always a blessing. So children of God, come back to him wholeheartedly, and blessings will flow from that act of returning. For God is the center of all blessings. Blessings cannot come from no other source but from God. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from above, the Father of lights. Hallelujah, who gives it to us. God is good. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. Man is, but God is not. God looks at us regardless of what office that we hold. All across the board, he looks at us the same. Blessings cannot come from no other source but from God. If your life as a Christian, as a believer of Christ is empty and cold, you need God. You need God's hand on your life. You need to return to him. Yes, it is out of the resources that blessings come, out of God's resources. Bible says that, hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord, he making it rich. And though he making it rich, and you have no sorrows with it. Yes, so we serve an awesome God. The man with a measuring line is simply a very descriptive symbol of the unlimited, measureless blessing that God is ready to pour out into the lives of one who comes back into a relationship with him. You can't lose if you stay with God. There'll be times when things will seem as if it's working against you. But stay in fellowship. Stay in a close relationship with God. Our faith will be tried. But God knows. He knows best. He knows that how long it'll take before he can release his blessings into your life. So we serve a merciful and a God of love, a God that wants us to make it more than we want to. So return to God, brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, when a person returns to God, or when a person receives Christ as his or her Savior, they experience the delight of God's love for them. In Romans 8, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says that the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also glorify together. See, when a believer of Christ does not depend on God to to meet his or her daily needs. His love for them will grow. His love for God, their love for God will grow cold. Remember, child of God, we must repent quickly. Hallelujah. As long as we're in this skin, we will sin. So when the Holy Spirit brings to our attention of the sin that so easily beset us, let us repent quickly and do what God has called us to do. Are you cold towards God and less passionate about spiritual things? Now then you once were, it's time to return to God. It's time to ask him for a refilling of his Holy Spirit into your life. It's time for you to get in right standing with him. So returning to God, brothers and sisters, the process of returning to him is done by a right condition of the heart. See, God is a God of the heart. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So our heart has to all, God knows the heart. He knows our motive. He knows if we're right or if we're wrong. He knows what we're thinking before we even think it. Make sure that your heart is clean before him on a daily basis. The word says, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that the heart of God loves us. Our heart should be entangled with his. We should look at things the way God does. Look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Returning to God on a daily basis is our responsibility. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loved me, for the Bible
on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. They are weak, but he is strong.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you have strayed away from God, it is time to return to Him, because He is a merciful God. He is a God of love. He is a God that, hallelujah, that wants us to be back in fellowship with Him. So return to God before it's too late. Amen. Time is not like it once was. Time is wrapping up. Amen. This earth that we are living in, as they can on a daily basis, hallelujah, this dark and wicked world that we are living in that's full of darkness, God wants us to return to Him and do our God-given assignment that He has given us to do, hallelujah, that we may be effective, amen, that we may be able to reap rewards, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good and worthy to be praised. We are talking about, amen, the heart. The heart is first, is the first thing to get set right with God. You see, the heart oftentimes wanders. Oh, yes, it does, because God is a God of the heart. Remember this, people of God. Always be mindful of this, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, believers of Christ, get the heart right, and the rest will fall in place. I'm going to say that again. Get your heart right with God, and the rest will fall into place. So returning to God is a determination as a believer of Christ that you must do and make. We cannot return to God while we retain sin. I'm going to say that again. You cannot return to God fully, honestly, while you retain sin. You see, sin itself must be cast off of your life. So, people of God, until we are willing to totally repent and confess, totally repent in our confession and sorrow from the heart and in our lives, no restoration is possible. Let me say it again. Child of God, until you are willing to repent in confession and sorrow from the heart and in your life, no restoration is possible. Here the Apostle Paul writes to, here in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 through 19, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, hallelujah, new things. All new things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by his Son, Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their transgression onto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Returning to God, if you spray, brothers, sisters in Christ, it is time to return to God. The God, hallelujah, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the one that has our best interest in mind. Again, the first step was to return to God is by accepting your personal responsibility for departing from Him. Quit trying to point the finger at someone else. Start with you. Be the man or the woman in the mirror. Look at you first. Hallelujah. And then do what is required to get back in fellowship with God. You see, repentance will bring renewal. Here in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19, it says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Terms of refreshing shall come from the presence, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You cannot expect to receive the renewal that God desires to give you when you are living in opposition to his will. In other words, you're living opposite to what his will for your life. You must come clean before him. Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. Here in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9, for those that have fallen short, for those that was in right standing with God at one point, and now you may have strayed away. Bible says to tell you, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Confession restores our relationship with God. Confession, hallelujah, with a heart that is open to God, will restore our fellowship and our relationship with God. Believers of Christ, sometimes we rebel against God. And the one who has been, the one that who has been so good to us, but as we are formed over time, our rebellion loses its appeal. So return to God is a must on our part. Confession will lead us to a greater desire for Christ-like righteousness. So people of God, we need to examine our spiritual condition often. 2 Chronicles 13, verse 5 says, examine yourself, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. There are indicators that you need in order to return to God. First one is that sometimes as a follower of God, of God's word, we ignore God's word. For an example, if we look at the book of Jonah, the book of Jonah talks about the backsliding preacher. It talks about a prophet that God have, hallelujah, gave him the instruction to go to Nineveh and preach against that great city because the wickedness of God, the wickedness of the people came before God's face. And here in Jonah, chapter 1, for an example, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Notice the word of God that came to Jonah. It reminds us that God constantly tries to speak to the hearts of his people. Has God spoken to your heart about any area of your life? Well, be open and honest with him. Hallelujah. You see, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time. But you can't fool yourself and you can't fool God. So really, child of God, it is not a question of whether God has spoken, but whether you are listening. That's the question. Sometimes as believers of Christ, we ignore the word that speak to our heart for two reasons. First is, we don't like what God says or commands. We imagine how Jonah felt when he heard the Spirit say, go to Nineveh Jonah didn't like it at all. Sometimes when God asks us to do things, it may disrupt our comfort zone and make us discomfort. But God knows best. He knows the reason why. He may instruct you to go left instead of right. He may lead you to a place that is not popular. God knows what it takes to reach the people. So, people of God, concerning the word of God, the Bible, someone wisely observed and said that sin will keep you away from this book, the word of God, or this Bible will keep you from sin. It's a choice that we must make. When Christians drift away from God, it starts with falling short, falling into sin. See, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wedges, and the wedges of sin is death. So we as believers of Christ should love our instruction manual, the word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. The word of God is our manual to show us how to live a God-fearing life, to live a life that is pleasing to God. Hallelujah. So our video must line up with our audio. So returning to God, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is a must that we must do on a daily basis. So people of God, God's word is truly a love letter written to his people. And if we love God, we will want to hear from him. We will want to hear from our spiritual father as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As well as he wants to hear from us. So we should always read the word of God. We should always have a time of devotion, a time of getting into the word of God for ourselves. Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. So we should always read the word of God with the intent of reevaluating our attitude and actions to make sure that they are lining up with the truth of God's word. Another indicator that shows you need to return to God is by ignoring God's word, and we harbor hidden sin from our past in our lives. Returning to God, God wants us to be open and honest with him. Child of God, we must address whatever sin, whatever hidden sin, because it will cause a spiritual impact on our relationship with God. Sin will cut our fellowship quickly. So we must confess to God, the one that can deliver us, the one that can highly help us to overcome in all areas of our lives. Here again in the book of Jonah, as an example, he got himself in a backslidden condition because he didn't confess his sin to God. Here Jonah had harbored a hidden sin from his past. Harbor here means to keep a thought or feeling, typically a negative one, in one's mind secretly. Look at the phrase. Go to Nineveh. Jonah hated Nineveh. He was prejudiced. You see, Nineveh was the capital of the Amorites. And they were an inhumane people that scorned their earth. The Amorites had a strict take no prisoners policy. They would pull out the tongues of their captives and then skin them alive. And when they would leave a conquered city, they piled the skulls of their victim outside the ruins. Jonah, the man whose name means a dove, had grown popular as the prophet that didn't really care for the Amorites. And now Jonah, he feared that he would lose his credibility with the Israelites if he would go to preach the offering of grace to the Assyrians. Jonah's hidden sin had came back to haunt him. Now that hidden sin became the excuse for his rebellion against God. Remember what the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23 says, the B clause of the verse. It says, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure that your sin will find you out. If you, like Jonah, harbor a hidden sin, that's an indication that you need to return to God, to confess to him of how sorry you are, just to confess to him and get right with him. Returning to God, brothers and sisters in Christ, is a determination and a must on our part as children of his. Another indication shows that you need to return to God is when you neglect your evangelistic responsibility. God told Jonah to preach against Nineveh. Again, here in Jonah chapter 1, verse 2, it says, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. You see, most people know that the Jews are God's chosen people. But have you ever thought about what they are chosen to do? They are chosen to take the knowledge of God to the nation. When God called Abraham to become the father of his people, the Lord said, out of your seed will the nations be blessed. God entrusted evangelism to his people. We as a church have the responsibility to carry out the gospel to the world. We have been commissioned to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. Those that believe shall be saved. Those that believe not shall be damned. I paraphrase it. The question may be asked, as a believer of Christ, are you sharing your faith with others? Hallelujah. God wants us to share our testimony because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So again, people of God, God loves the world and he sent us to them. The love of God is available to the wicked as well as to the silver and the just and the righteous. Jonah the prophet represented the one sent to share God's love. Jonah was glad to speak for God to the good people but he refused to speak to those that appear to need the gospel the most. You see, our indifference to the lost is an indicator that we need to return to God. God is good and worthy to be praised in this hour that we are living in. Again, here, sometimes when we decide to purposely disobey God, here in Jonah 1, verse 3, it says, and Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Notice the word. However, Jonah knew exactly what God required. But instead of listening, Jonah decided to willfully disobey. Here the word disobey is another word for rebellion. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, the A clause of the verse says, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. People of God, for some reason, we have come to believe that God is willing to bargain with us over his command. We tend to think that it is reasonable for God to make exception to his rule, or at least to compromise to some degree on his expectation. Know this, family of God, believers of Christ, those that are listening and will listen at another time, God do not negotiate his command. God says what he says, and he means what he says. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. So again, tonight we are talking about returning to God. Returning to God if you have strayed away from your God-given assignment. Return to him wholeheartedly so he may bless you, lead you, guide you, and the blessing of the Lord would make it rich, and he added no sorrows with it. We just hope and pray that was something that we say through the word of God, through the teaching tonight, that will inspire you, that will encourage you, that will exhort you in the things of God. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, if that's you tonight, don't put off today. Don't put off, hallelujah, tomorrow, what you can do today. Don't put it off until tomorrow, what you can do today. Because today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart in the day that you hear the word of God. We are living in a time and a season where God is speaking to his people. God is speaking, and he's trying to reach those that don't know him, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's just a matter of you may be tore up from the floor. It's just a matter of you coming to him, throwing both hands up, surrendering your life totally and complete to God. Acknowledging the fact that you are sorry for your sins, to repent from it. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to forgive you and cleanse you. Bible says in Romans 10:23, whosoever shall call, 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of you confessing and believing. Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, they will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and will believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. But with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's just that simple. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God again, and we just say amen and amen. If for some reason you want to get in touch with us, hallelujah, with Dudley Tebow as well as Lisa Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, hallelujah, the Lord may lay upon your heart to send a seed offering for the Seed of Faith Evangelist Outreach Ministry, as well as Busting Loose in Faith Ministries. You can send it at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. It's our prayer. Until we meet again, pray for us, and we will pray for you. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Good night.